Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Stained by Lisa Jones and Alva Rogers. Thank you for listening.
In this world, love has no color. Yet how deeply my body is stained by yours. Izumi Shikibu, 9th century, Japan.
The blues in heat, summer in the city, the blues in heat, summer in the city.
It was a summer full of dogs, skinny dogs, dogs without homes, dogs on the run, humping dogs, dogs hovered over bones, howling dogs, limping dogs, dogs with fleas. The city was a dog with a hanging red tongue, panting. The heat pressed us. That summer, the heat pressed us to the ground.
I was a dog without a bone that summer.
Hitting the pavement day in, day out, and the nights overstayed their welcome. Long nights, too long. Every night was 40 years too long.
I didn't sleep all summer. Just laid in bed with my eyes closed, listening.
Summer. Summer in the city.
The drum. The drum in my chest. The hum. Between my legs.
Summer in the city.
And the days would come again with a vengeance. The glare, musty bodies, rotting fruit. Air more scarce than water. A heat that wouldn't surrender, that wouldn't give up or let up. Day in, day out, hot, hot, burning hot.
All I could think about was this bone that I didn't have.
Not any old bone, but one that would last. Winter, spring, summer, and fall, and winter, spring, summer, and fall again.
The bone was nowhere to be found.
And she looked, looked hard. Rooftops, fire escapes, other people's backyards.
On dry land? On wetland.
On landfill, under hubcaps, in riverbeds, oil wells, shanty towns, basements, ballrooms, caves, underground, nowhere, no bone to be found.
Hitting the pavement.
Day in, day out, she was strapped tight for a bone, and it showed on her face.
On my face. All over my face.
How bad she wanted this bone. It made her walk with a limp, her shoulders curled in. A hump grew on her back, and the hump turned into a monkey. Day in, day out, she hit the pavement in search of a bone. while the monkey rode her back, swinging his tail of snakes and breathing fire in her ear.
I wanted that bone so bad.
So she kept walking, day in, day out. What a sight they made, Mia and the monkey, circling the city, eating what the vultures wouldn't touch, passing the abuelitas on their stoops, who shook their heads.
Ooh, girl, better get that monkey off you, for it eats through your skin. Go see Sister Curry. She'll straighten you out. Sister Curry, she on the hill.
The hill wasn't a green hill, but a hill of nails and chipped china. And Sister Curry sat on top, on a throne of crowbars, a graveyard of rusty Cadillacs at her feet, her face full of tragedy and disease. What do you need, girl?
A bone.
Sister Carrie stared straight ahead, her eyes turned to stone, and her mouth opened like a trap door, filling the air with her swamp water breath. Wear a silk dress the same color as your skin. Wait a fortnight. Stand in your doorway at dusk. Your bone will come.
I'm falling, and I can't get up, no.
I waited a fortnight.
Then at dusk, in a dress the color of her skin, Mia stood in her doorway, eyes closed. When the sun left the sky and fell below water, she opened her eyes and found not a bone, but a man. A man with a smile that changed everything.
Everything.
A man called Blue. Just as in fall, leaves turn colors, red, orange, yellow, and fall, Mia's skin changed from pale green to scarlet, and she fell.
I fell.
Into the arms of Blue, so suddenly, so completely, it was as if she had always been there.
We slow danced.
On a dead-end street. And Blue sang his blues, which was the blues of a traveling man with a traveling heart and traveling hands. Mia didn't listen to the words. She just danced.
It had been so long.
Her cheek against his chest.
I smelled his skin.
which was indigo and smelled of all the places he had been. Cities where people spoke in clicking tongues. Forests where he knelt on moss to kiss the naked bellies of mermaids. Blue had been places. And he had been those places alone. Be sure, he wasn't taking anyone with him.
I could tell by his eyes,
which were always out at sea. It didn't matter. Just as long as Blue sang his blues, those late nights he came to slow dance.
Cheek to chest.
Blues is blues wasn't all in a song, but the way he wrapped certain words around his tongue, like her name.
Mia. Mia, he used to say. Mia means mine.
Or scratched his head with one finger, or wore a red hat.
His blues undressed me.
Fell down on her like a hailstorm, leaving her tossing and turning in a bed of kisses.
But left me all alone.
After he left, she would look in the mirror at herself to see the beauty he left there.
Purple tattoos.
How his blues stained her skin, stained her skin, stained her.
Cold as ice, cold as ice, cold as ice, cold as ice, cold as ice.
Now in February.
Cold as ice, cold as ice.
It's cold as.
Now it's February. Ice. And it's cold as ice. That's how you
cold
left
ice.
Me.
That's how he left me.
Cold as ice. Cold as ice. Cold as ice.
Cold as
ice. Cold as ice. Cold as ice.
The night Blue didn't come to slow dance, a storm coated the city in ice, and with it, Mia's heart froze.
I knew
that the sea and the mermaids and the faraway cities called Blue back. But knowing who called him didn't make it better.
I wanted his blues.
More than anyone else could ever want it. The night before the storm they danced.
For hours and hours and hours.
Till their legs collapsed and they fell on each other. A heap of damp flesh. Blue said right then, Mia the witch. Mia the cello, Mia the child, Mia the rose, Mia the river, Mia. All these Mias are mine.
I cried.
How could someone know her so and leave her still?
Mystery, mystery, mystery.
To know her so and leave her still. What called Blue to the sea must be bigger than him, bigger than her, bigger than the city. Whatever it was, wherever it was where he found his blues, and he needed it bad.
Mystery. Mystery. Mystery.
For a fortnight, Mia stood every night at dusk in her doorway, in the silk dress, same color as her skin, and waited, eyes closed, for the sun to leave the sky and drop below water, hoping when she opened her eyes, Blue would be standing there.
Ready to dance.
But he never was.
Mystery. Miss.
All Blue left was his blues, which had once left her beautiful and full, now left her gray and empty, left her all alone. No matter what time of day, Blues is Blues was always on the radio. It's 9 past the hour, and the hour is 8. And you're tuned to the Club of Hearts, WWHT Memphis, and I am the Count of Spades, giving you your music when you want it, where you want it, and just the way you want it. We are going back now. I mean, way back, way, way back, 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 and back again some to the blues. Yes, yes, y'all. When I said the blues, I meant the blues. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Everywhere she looked, Blues is Blues stared back at her with eyes that didn't know her. From her mirror, from her kitchen sink. It got so Mia couldn't hear Blues is Blues without wanting to rip her chest open. Blue wasn't there to blame, so she blamed her heart. And one day,
I cut it out.
Buried it underground, still,
still.
She could not get from under Blues is Blues as much as she tried. It followed her, unrelenting as ever. Mia circled the city, speaking in tongues, asking questions no one could answer.
Ooh, better get that blues off your chest. See Sister Carrie on the hill, she'll straighten you out. Sister Carrie, she on the hill.
Mia climbed once again the hill of nails and chit, China. At the top was Sister Carrie in a hood that covered her face. What you need, girl?
A bone.
Sister Carrie threw back her hood, and there was not Sister Carrie at all, but the monkey. Mia ran home, covered herself with everything. Sheets, blankets, rugs, pots, and pans. But blues, blues still seeped under her skin. She took off all her clothes and stood naked under scalding hot water, but as burning water has never drowned the blues, the music filled her pores like glue till her legs and arms were stuck together, her knees pressed to her chest, her head bent over her knees, a ball of hard wax. The ball got smaller and smaller and smaller until it was the size of a walnut. And it rolled across the room and ended up in the dust underneath the stove, where it stayed till spring. To dream of candy means you have a false sweetheart. To eat it denotes shame. To give it away, happiness.
I dreamt of licorice, saltwater taffy, watermelon sticks, sugar daddies, sugar babies, Charleston shoes.
When Mia woke up, it was spring. The glue that had bound her together turned to sugar. She licked herself clean and went to find her heart buried 20 feet underground. Then she rocked back and forth. She rocked to a blues she made up herself. In the mirror sometimes, Mia catches herself.
My eyes
have changed. Her eyes are often out at sea. The eyes of someone who listens to a sound that comes from very far away. Those are Mia's eyes. She stares ahead and listens. And sometimes she hears what she listens for at odd times, in odd places. The market. Cabbage, cauliflower, turnips, eggplant.
Eggplant.
She reaches for an eggplant, strokes the purple skin, cool and dark as the deepest sea. The color stains her skin, just as he did with his indigo, with his blue. Stained.
Forever.
Stained.
You just heard Stained by Lisa Jones and Alva Rogers, broadcast by New American Radio.